When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
Say you're walking down the street. It's a nice sunny day. There's a cool breeze. You don't have a care in the world, do you? Thankfully, we don't live our daily lives in a horror movie. But for many people, seeking out fear, being scared on purpose, is a good thing. In fact, it's such a part of our existence as human beings. There's a university in Denmark that studies our need to be terrified. It's called the Recreational Fear Lab, and its lead researcher is Matthias Clausen.
Our species evolved to be hypervigilant and highly fearful. Because being hypervigilant and highly fearful kept our ancestors alive in a dangerous world. The world may now be less dangerous than it was in ancestral times. We're not in any immediate danger of being attacked by a saber-toothed cat on our way home from work, but we are no less vigilant and no less fearful than our evolutionary ancestors. And horror entertainment takes advantage of that aspect of human nature. In horror films and literature, we follow and mirror protagonists as they confront terrifying threats.
But we're not the ones confronting the terror, are we? Researchers say people who like horror movies and books and haunted houses have the ability to compartmentalize. They feel safe. They feel detached from the danger. They feel a sense of control over the fear. And the payoff at the end is a huge rush of dopamine. Our own Debbie Monterey is a lifelong scary movie fan. She fits the profile perfectly.
I was the creepy kid who would sit in the basement alone watching Twilight Zone and Creature Feature. I think I read my first Stephen King book when I was in fifth grade, so I've always loved them. I guess it's because I enjoy being scared, but in a safe way. You know, I'm not in any danger. There is that adrenaline rush that you get from a good scary movie. To me, it's like an action movie. You know, I'm on the edge of my seat and it's thrilling, but in a controlled way.
Here's Johnny.
I can't help myself. I like to be on the edge of my seat, too. But not everyone does. KMOX host Amy Markscores admits she's more of a Hallmark Channel type of person.
And actually, like, seeing scary things, like even an image, like, it makes me feel depressed. I feel sad. I can't get it out of my head. Yeah, like, I'll have nightmares, like, literally. And I have the lowest tolerance possible for violence. I got a bad dream from an episode of Murder, She Wrote, because it was an old castle and there was a stair scene and it was very scary. And if Angela Lansbury is in it, I could still get a bad dream.
Well, hello.
According to the research, people like Amy who don't like scary shows or haunts probably have a high level of empathy for their fellow human beings. That's a good thing. And it's a good thing for people like Debbie to have their catharsis.
That scene in The Ring when the girl starts crawling through the TV, I lost my mind. I was like, oh my God, I was so scared.
But who better to have the final word on this subject than Stephen King?
On the simplest level, I think people like to be scared. About same as the old joke about the guy who beat his head against a wall. And somebody said, well, why do you keep doing that? And he said, it feels good when I stop. And I think that if you're being scared out of your wits, when the scare ends, when the lights go up, or when the book ends, you know, you say to yourself, I thought things were bad for me, but at least I'm not in that position. I'm not stuck in the haunted hotel, or I'm not, trapped with a telekinetic girl, or whatever it happens to be.
That the power of Christ compels you!
He's alive!
We all go a little mad sometimes.
They're here.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I see dead people.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.